It started as a hobby, just something to do in retirement. It's grown to so much more. The small choir that Judith Kerfey founded in Burwood in the 80s has gone on to become the Australian Girls Choir, and it's taken her and her charges around the world and back again many times. Judith Kerfey AM has just celebrated her 90th birthday in Paris with the choir and family, and she joins us in the studio along with the current choir CEO, Nicole Muir. Great to have you both here.
Thank you.
Judith, tell the story. What on earth were you thinking in the 80s? What were you trying to do?
The story is that I'd been teaching in schools for 20 years and I knew the value of music education, choirs, bands, orchestras, musical productions. And I got to the age of 55, about to retire, and because if you lead that sort of a life, every night it's rehearsing, every weekend, et cetera, et cetera.
Didn't want to retire?
No, still don't. So I thought, whatever am I going to do? What am I going to do? And a friend of mine said, why don't you start a choir? I said, oh, well, that's a good idea. And then I thought, well, what sort of a choir? Well, there were a lot of boys' choirs around in Melbourne at that, Victoria at that time. So I thought, why not girls? Why not?
Do you look back and think it was inspired? When looking back at that decision, how do you see it now?
I see it as a bit of a lucky accident. It wasn't meant to ever get like it is today. It wasn't like that. I knew if I had a choir, I knew it would be exceptional. It sounds pretty egotistical, but
so why did you think it would be exceptional if you had a choir?
Because I thought that choirs, the way they were, like the boys' choirs, beautiful sound, but not exactly marvellously entertaining for everyone. Were you in a boys' choir?
No, not at all. I'm not too familiar with them. So you wanted to turn this into, I guess it's entertainment as well as something for the girls, isn't it?
Yes. Mm. And so I thought, all right, I'll start a girls' choir. And people said, well, you know, I don't know why you're starting a girls' choir. Boys can sing better than girls. Well, that inspired me.
Nicole, just give us an idea. You're the CEO of the choir now. What do they do? Where do they go? What does it look like? What does it sound like?
Sure. We have around 6,500 girls in the choir. So Adelaide, Brisbane, Melbourne, Perth, Canberra and Sydney. And they do loads of different things. At the moment, we've got a group in Europe on tour. So we do that each year. They've done lots and lots of exciting performances. Most recently, we just did 26 shows with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, you were the backing band.
Well, yes. We sang a couple of songs with him and he, for example, we've had a relationship with him since 1997 when he was an up-and-coming music theatre star. So that's been a lovely relationship. But best known probably as the choir, girls' choir in the Qantas ads. I still call Australia Home ads. So, yeah.
So what do you see your creation as, Judith? How do you think of it, that choir?
I think it's unique for several reasons, because it's all over Australia, because it has so many different things now happening. It's not just the choir, it's the ASPA, the Australian School of Performing Arts, the education where we send our teachers out to schools, and then our philanthropic Girls from Oz, where we go to three Indigenous locations. So it's just grown of its own sort of volition. It's just come along. And the reason, I think, is that the little girls who started 35 years ago are now four of them running the choir.
Oh, really?
Under Nicole.
Wow.
And right. That's a unique sort of thing. The other thing is that what was never anticipated is the girls in the choir then come back to us and work as teachers.
So you've got an AM, you're Judith Kerfey AM. You're in your 90th year. What's it given you, the choir?
A reason to enjoy life, I think.
That's a big thing.
That's pretty big.
What do you enjoy about it?
There's something about watching people grow and change and gain confidence and all the valuable things that come from singing with each other and making friendships and going overseas to on tours and things. It's just, it's not work. It's not work.
So it is, really is your life, isn't it?
It's my life.
So tell me a bit about Paris, because the Australian Girls Choir, some of them were there, some of your family were there. Like, what was that little trip like? What did you do?
Well, actually, it wasn't a little trip. I'm still getting over it. The choir goes overseas every internationally every year, They just sort of, I think under Nicole's direction, they just sort of worked it out that it would be nice to be, to arrive in Paris on the 17th of September, which just happened to be my 90th birthday. And they just happened to then talk me into, why don't you come over at that stage? And they wouldn't take any excuses. I'm 90 and I can't do that. And so then it turned into, well, why would I go? Well, we'll ask my family, my friends. So you'll see the girls perform, and 23 people came and...
Oh, 23 friends and family.
Yes, including my three adult grandchildren.
You've got, of course, you've got adult grandchildren because you're 90. Nicole, were you in Paris?
I was in Paris.
What was it like, Paris?
It was absolutely magical. It was really just wonderful to look into the eyes of those teenage girls and say to them, "Some of your leaders here were on the first tour 30 years ago with Judith, and we don't know what will happen next." But taking the just 150 girls in the first intake all those years ago to today. I mean, Judith hates it when it's all about her, to be perfectly frank, but I really think on this occasion it is all about her. It's 35 years later of what was a really good idea.
An amazing idea. The Australian Girls Choir was founded by Judith Kerfey, AM. She's just celebrated her 90th birthday in Paris with the choir and nearly a couple of dozen of family and friends. Nicole Muir is with us as well. She's the current CEO of the choir. Okay, Judith, what's the secret? You appear to be about 60. So what's the secret
very,
to your...
Oh, you're very, very flattering, aren't
well,
you?
Well, of course, the older I get, of course, the younger everyone who's older than me appears
That's
to be.
Right.
What keeps you going? What keeps giving you energy?
Well, I can't say that it's, leading a puritanical style life. I've always enjoyed partying with everything that goes with that.
Odd glass of wine.
Odd glass, yeah. And I think it's having a passion and living that passion and mixing with young people and seeing the enjoyment that they have and not sort of getting set in your ways, they won't allow it. I think it's through music or the passion for music that you get so much enjoyment that keeps you, well, it's very nice of you to say looking a bit younger than 90.
Do you get answers to questions? That's the other thing I wonder about getting older, because you face lots of questions in life about how to deal with people, how things might work out in the world. Do you feel like now that you've seen a fair bit of your own life and the lives of others, you've got a few of the answers?
No.
No? Oh, that's a shame. I was hoping age brought wisdom and a few answers, no?
Well, I try. I mean, I've studied a lot of philosophy and psychology and read a lot and all that. So maybe people tell me I'm a bit arrogant and egotistical, so maybe I do.
So you do have a few of the answers maybe?
Yes, probably I do, yeah.
You going to start another choir?
No.
Done enough. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Judith Kerfey. I won't ask Nicole Muir if she's got all the answers, because she's got another 60 years to go before she begins to get asked those questions. She's the CEO of the Girls Choir. Thanks for coming in as well.
Thank you very much.